Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin Sherman with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists are ready to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle 450 Bushmaster. Randy's Hunting Center has over 100 variations of this bolt-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Randy's can drill and tap your slug guns, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Get ammunition at the best price anywhere, and they sell hunting and fishing licenses. Check out their website at randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center, located in our 40-foot tall log cabin showroom at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Your number one thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Get your ride in shape with special sale prices on Napa shocks, struts, and Cooper tires at Ubley Motor Service. Get up to a $100 prepaid Visa card when you purchase 4 qualifying Cooper tires, and up to $80 when you install qualifying Napa shocks or struts. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Receive up to a $100 Cooper tire rebate, and up to $80 when you install Napa shocks or struts at Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
It's a battle for the orange and black, the Backyard Brawl, and it's all part number two, as it's a rematch from just 2 weeks ago, as the Ubley Bearcats are on the road taking on the Harbor Beach Pirates on a rainy and cold, for the first time this season, football night in the state of Michigan. If you were to play an extreme game of any on over between Harbor Beach and Ubley, one, you would should probably be playing Major League Baseball, and two, it would be a 17-mile throw. For those who have never had the chance to play any on over as a child, it's a 21-mile drive, taking roughly 26 minutes between Ubley and Harbor Beach, depending on how many deer want to play in traffic that day. In regards to school size, Ubley and Harbor Beach are the two smallest schools in the Greater Thumb Conference, Harbor Beach being the smallest at 218, while there are 243 Bearcats roaming the halls in Ubley, plus 25 for the Bearcats. Tonight marks the 65th meeting between Ubley and Harbor Beach. In fact, neither team has played anyone else more often. Harbor Beach's second most frequent opponent is Bad Axe, playing 48 times, and for Ubley, surprisingly, their number two is actually Mayville, playing 55 times. Ubley and Harbor Beach have faced each other on the gridiron every year since 1952, with the exception of 1963 to 1968. Obviously, someone was not a fan of the Lyndon B. Johnson administration. The overall series sits in Harbor Beach 45, Ubley 19. Dave, I'd like to take a moment of silence at this point. This is where we lost our broadcast in Ubley. I'm using the same script for this segment because we didn't get to do it last time.
You're right.
This is where we lost it, so bear with us, folks. All right, only three times in history have the Orange and Black played each other multiple times in a year, 1984 and 1985. Both of those, though, were in the regular season. And then, again, they played twice in 2007, being in the district final. and Harbor Beach went on to win that one. Both won games in that season. The only time meeting the playoffs until tonight. The last game, 2 weeks ago, Harbor Beach 26, Ubley 14. As far as offensive production goes, only one team scores more in the Greater Thumb Conference than the Ubley Bearcats. Lakers are putting up 40.6 a game, and Ubley scores on average 37.7. Harbor Beach is not far behind in the 5 slot as they average 34.1 on offense, plus 3.5 for the home of Gemini Plastics. Defensively, it's much closer. On the field tonight, we will see two of the best defenses in all of the Greater Thumb Conference facing off. Harbor Beach has the number 2 defense, while Ubley has the number 3. The Pirates are averaging just 13.7 points a game on defense, and Ubley 14.8, a differential of just 1.1 in favor of the home of Smalley's. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, and they are confident in their line unless it's wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University and University of Louisville Sports Wagering Department, and after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for today sits at Ubley, 3.5 points. Today is the 300th day of the year, meaning just 65 days until New Year's Eve. Dave, have any plans for New Year's Eve?
I have nothing, Clark.
Okay, me neither. And we'd like to say hello and greetings to those listening to tonight's game worldwide via WLW Sports in hopefully static and modem sound-free clarity. In case you are missing those modem sounds, do not come to us tonight. Go back and find that old AOL 96 CD somewhere. So, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. There's absolutely no rhyme or reason from what I was just talking about to this. But regardless, this coming week, the life-saving station currently at Huron City is going to be moved back to its original location at Lighthouse Park, near Point of Barks Lighthouse. Didn't know if you knew that or not. Which then made me think about a little nautical. We're in Harbor Beach, you know, a lot of things going on here. So in 1915, the U.S. Coast Guard was created by merging the U.S. life-saving station or life-saving service in what other governmental agency?
Not a clue.
Well, I don't blame you for this one. I had to look it up as well. And it was actually merged between the U.S. Life Saving Service and the United States Revenue Cutter Service. It was originally implemented, the Revenue Cutter Service was implemented by Alexander Hamilton as Secretary of the Treasury way back in 1790, much before Broadway was even such a thing to have a musical about Alexander Hamilton. And it was intended to be an armed customs enforcement service. Pretty interesting. All right, Dave, bonus question, trying to redeem yourself. How many total life-saving and Coast Guard stations have there been in history in Harbor Beach?
I'll give you a hint.
It's less than 50.
Less than 50?
Yes.
I was going to say 10.
Well, it's actually only 4. In 1899, the first life-saving station was built. It was one of 37 in Michigan, and that was near Jenks Dock, better known as the Hercules Dock, behind Sensi and a little to the north of the beach in Harbor Beach. In 1909, they built a second life-saving station on the crib of the Jenks Dock, and that was all the way until 1935 when the U.S. Coast Guard station was built in the harbor at the end of Pack Street, and that went all the way until the high water of 1986 forced them to close it because of flooding. Kind of ironic that they're a Coast Guard and they had to flood their own station.
Yep.
In 1987, they built what is currently the U.S. Coast Guard station at the north end of town by the current marina. So, bonus to the bonus, Dave. Today, Station Harbor Beach is responsible for 1,035 square miles of Lake Huron, which encompasses nearly 100 miles of shoreline. There's your hint. The coverage to the south begins at Port Sanilac and runs north all the way to where? And I'll give you a multiple choice on this one even, Dave, okay? Is it A, Grindstone City Harbor, B, Port Austin Reflight, C, Sandpoint, or D, Mouth of the Sebring River?
Something is telling me that it's C, Sandpoint.
You would be correct on that. It goes all the way from Port Sanilac all the way over to the end of Sandpoint. At that point, then, Station Saginaw comes out of the mouth of the Saginaw River from Bay City, and then they cover the rest of the bay.
I'd like to say that my percentage on guessing these ridiculous questions are way better than Dwight Howard's free throw shooting percentage.
Well, that is very true. Very true. All right, getting back to football now, Dave. We're 5 minutes away from kicking off. What are your three keys to today's game?
I'll start out with the home team in Harbor Beach. I think they have to run their best offense. Doesn't matter on the weather. You got to play your own game. Run the spread if that's what's working. Stay with what's going best. Don't try to manipulate the defense with anything else. Run your best plays on offense. If you're the Bearcats, you got to control the clock. Play your game. Run the ball. Keep that Harbor Beach defense on the field. Show us what you can do. We've seen USA kind